Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
All right, 507 on a fan. I don't know, hour one, hour two, whatever. One, or two, or three. Beningo and Roberts in the afternoon, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We are here till 7 o'clock tonight. I believe it's Steve Summers. It could be Chris Moore. One of them will be on at 7 o'clock. The FAN royalty, Dove Kramer, on the other side of the glass, courtesy of Chris Carino, who... That's all Dope needed to hear. We, of course, are live from the Town Fair Tire studio, where nobody but nobody and nobody on top of that beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Does he get that name permanently now, Dope?
I guess so. I mean, you know, we'll have to get Carino on and discuss this with him at some point. maybe like when we get to the second round of the playoffs with the Nets.
But you, we'll... I get where the second round of the playoffs. Yeah, that's going to happen. So I'll tell you, Giannis is intimidated when Dante Hall touched him and Giannis falls down to the ground and then he gets up like a tough guy and Dante's basically laughing. He's cracking up like, oh, yeah, Giannis is coming after me.
I think Giannis had money on the Nets. I don't know.
He was into it,
something with BetMGM. I think he did.
Hey, listen, he played well in the first half of the game, and he was into it on the bench in the second half of the game.
He was into it. And you were into it that he was on the bench in the second
half. I did enjoy that. The one thing that scared me, I will admit.
Coming back in or what?
No, it was annoying me before they even won the game was, hey, if they get a win, I just want to be – I like being happy as a sports fan. Doesn't mean just because your team won and you're happy that you think they're winning an NBA title. Like, being happy is okay. And I was just preparing myself for the onslaught of, well, doesn't count. Giannis didn't play. And our guy, who I generally like, but our guy, well, I don't know if I would say our guy because, well, whatever. Francesa, right out of the gate, tweets, I can't make a big deal about this, okay? The Bucks weren't playing anybody.
Mike, seriously, can I say, Mike, if you're listening to this, I know you're not. Really? That you really were locked into the net game today against the Bucks,
and then
hold on, I thought he was retired, and then you have to tweet about it? Don't you have something better to do? Oh my God! I mean, come on!
He tweeted about it. I can't make a big deal out of it.
I know the weather's terrible today. He couldn't play golf today. Believe me, I know that. All right,
God. You know, here's the way
I have no fear, bro, that if when I retire, and it won't be three times, that there will be, you know, there'll be no tweeting. But, I mean, come on. Really? He's tweeting about the net game?
Yes, he says, I can't make a big deal about the Nets upset of the Bucks. Here's the way I look at it. Joe, if you did something amazing on the golf course, maybe it was the hole-in-one. You got a hole-in-one.
Oh, jeez.
It would be like somebody saying, well, I can't get nuts about the hole-in-one, you know, the way the greens were, the club let Joe enjoy his hole-in-one, and let all 30 of us enjoy the fact that the Nets is the biggest underdog got to win.
I think it's easier to get a hole-in-one than for the Nets.
That's right. Probably, yeah.
Oh, the pain.
I want to enjoy it. Now,
right,
that doesn't mean for anybody out there that I'm drawing conclusions that they're going to beat the Bucks or
seriously,
anything.
Doesn't it bother you that Mike has to go out of his way to tweet and put you know, rain on the Nets parade today?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what I was fearing. As soon as I saw Giannis wasn't playing in the second half.
But it's not like it was Ozzie and Woodridge, you know. You know, somebody like that. You know what I mean? Like somebody just to like, you know, to twist you a little bit. You know, maybe JJ.
Right.
Somebody. You know what I mean?
It's Mike. I get it.
Mike,
I get
what are you doing? Mike, come on. Shouldn't you be in Florida by now? I mean, come on.
Well, he could be watching the games while in Florida. He could be tweeting about this while on a beach right now, for all I know.
God.
But I knew that was coming.
Mike should own his own golf course by now.
He could. He definitely could.
Well, I mean, of course.
I wanted to enjoy the moment. I'm not drawing conclusions out of it. I enjoyed myself. I had a great, great day today. I mean, think about it.
No, you had
the Islanders are a win away.
Your day today was unreal. I'm trying to get to one of those days. I'm going to be 67. I'm waiting.
I understand. I understand. Oh, man.
Come on. I mean, seriously, Mike. Really, Mike? Just let the guy enjoy his net win, will you?
The other message
is, it counts. They're going to be in the playoffs. Let him be happy.
The funny thing is, the message I get from JJ was very typical. His message was, did you hit the money line?
Well, of course. Well, what did I say? What was the first thing I said to you?
I know. I know.
Did you bet? Now, did you? Now, you have not come clean on this yet. Did you or did you not?
No. I didn't bet the money line because
what was
I
the money line? You had to look at the money line. What was it?
It was plus 1,400. So I've got serious.
Well, let me ask you this question: are you now kicking yourself for not betting the money?
You know why I'm not kicking myself?
You're not upset about this.
I'm not. I would
plus
only be
1,400, bro. Think
I
about
would
that
only
for a
be. No, I get it. It would have been amazing. I would only kick myself if I really thought it was going to happen.
Right.
I didn't think we were sitting here yesterday joking how they're punting the game for the Celtics. Right. I didn't think they win.
You know, one thing you get, though, when you get the kind of guys who were playing for them today, and I got to tell you, watching this game, half these guys, I didn't even know you guys were on the Nets.
Well, neither does Mike. You think Mike's heard of half those guys?
No, I'm not saying he has. But when you get those kind of guys out there playing, these guys are playing for something. Those guys
got something
to prove that are out there playing.
They are playing.
I mean, let's be honest about it. The Bucks, to me, probably going through the motions. The guys that are playing for the Nets today, they're out there trying to, you know, make an NBA team.
That's the thing. Most of the guys on the floor are battling for their NBA livelihoods.
Correct.
And the other thing I heard during the postgame, which is funny more than anything, I'm not taking a lot out of it, but it actually made me laugh, is Garrett Temple says, you know, we were hanging out by the pool the other day.
Oh, I did hear that. I actually did. And they were hanging out with the Rockets, right? Didn't he say that?
Yes, he says, we're hanging out with the Rockets, who just played the Bucks.
Obviously, they go
real small. The Nets are incredibly small.
And they
started giving him advice.
Yeah.
And so I guess that's one of the differences in the bubble. Everybody can be together, and everybody can converse, which is why there is rampant speculation, Joe, that 4 years from now, the new super team will have been formed through the bonds of the bubble.
Is that what's being said out there right now?
But you know what, Joe? It makes a lot of sense.
Oh, it does.
These guys are hanging out together.
But God knows who you're going to have in 4 years.
My team.
You got Giannis on the team. Giannis, Durant, Kyrie. You know, who else? Steph Curry. Well, he's not in the bubble. So
No. He's not in the bubble. He's not enjoying it.
It won't be him.
A couple of things quickly from last night. Number one, I feel awful for Mike Soroka. That was
terrible. And you could see it right away. And you could see it. I mean, it happened on the pitch.
Yes.
Because it looked like his ankle, or I guess it's his Achilles, just flew out. It just kind of flew right out, you know?
Just horrible to see. I mean, Mike Soroka, over the last year and a half, or less than a year and a half in terms of pitching in the majors, but he has been so impressive. In any normal season, he's the rookie of the year last year. He didn't win it because Pete Alonso was fantastic. And so for this kid to miss, I mean, he's going to miss next year too. I mean, to tear his Achilles? Like, he's going to miss a very, very long time. And so I feel just awful for him. From a baseball perspective, the Braves are in a lot of trouble now, to be quite frank. I mean, he is clearly their best pitcher.
Yep,
and their best pitcher is not walking through that door now for the next couple of months of the season.
They also don't play the Mets again for a while. I mean, thank God the Mets have already played him 7 times. They only got to play him 3 more times.
That's the positive of all these games against the Braves. They don't have to play him again.
Yep.
But it was funny. Jake DeGrom, through 4 innings, was as dominant and as brilliant and as surgical as you'll ever see. And the velocity is insane. I mean, the fact that he's throwing 100 miles an hour now, Joe.
I think his last pitch was 99. And when we struck out, finally struck Darnold out, that was his last pitch, wasn't it? 99?
Yeah, but he's even throwing 100, 101.
Right, right.
And I sort of believe, and this isn't about Jake. This is about baseball in general. I'm starting to be very skeptical of the gun. Because everybody, Joe, is throwing 98, 99.
I know.
And so I wonder if there's something different about the gun as compared to 15 years ago.
Maybe.
But nevertheless, he was great for four innings and then really, really had to labor through the final two innings.
Well, I give up a home run to Darnold. No, first of all, when Darnold got a base hit against him the first time. I think he got the first hit off him earlier in the game.
On a 1-2 pitch, too.
He brushed him. Did you notice he brushed him back on that first pitch?
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, you loved it, except Darnold hits a home run off
him.
Well,
look, like, I mean,
on the next
pitch. The result wasn't good.
What?
The result wasn't good, but I like brushing guys back.
Boy, oh boy.
And
how about the fact, how unbelievable, this is so typical of the Mets. How about the fact that the last home run that Big Jake had given up prior to last night with Darnold was to Wilmer Flores?
Yeah, I know.
What?
The only guys that could figure out Jake are his former teammates, apparently.
Unbelievable.
But, yeah, overall, he was able to at least get through the final two innings. But you could tell he was off. You know, he walks in Ciarte, throws that wild
pitch.
Well,
I think when he gave up the home run to Darnold, I think that affected him mentally. I really do. I think that kind of bothered him that he did that.
Yeah, you know what I found myself doing last night during that fifth and sixth inning? And maybe this is just being cautious based on what happened over the first few innings. After every pitch, I was really looking at him to see if his back was bothering him.
Were
and
you?
I would not. Yeah, it was starting to pop into my mind because obviously I know he had the back issue. The Mets had just lost three guys. The one negative to last night, and we'll check it with Eddie C in a few minutes on this.
Oh, God.
Is these injuries.
So of
course. I found myself analyzing every pitch, making sure he's okay. But look, overall, he gives you the six innings. The Met bullpen
doesn't. I was stunned he came
implode.
Out for the six, weren't you? I thought he was done after the fifth inning.
I really did. I thought he was done, especially because he threw 30 pitches that inning.
Right.
But
right.
You know what? He's an ace. Let him throw over 100 pitches.
Well,
I mean, 104 pitches, which is where he ended up, I think is very reasonable. You know, probably should be more,
right,
especially in a
right.
shortened season. But I think that's very, very reasonable.
And tell me you were not flipping out when Familia loads the bases in, what was it, the eighth inning now? Was seventh, whatever.
Seventh inning.
I mean, tell me you're not flipping out.
Of course I was.
I mean, it was on. And then he has that, I couldn't believe, he struck out, was it Albies? He struck
Ozzie
out
Albies,
one
yes.
out, bases loaded, he strikes out Albies. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And then who came
in? Justin
Wilson gets Freddie Freeman on the ground ball. And then this guy, Hughes, comes in, and he closes he pitches two innings and closes the game out.
Yeah, yeah. Look, they didn't implode. That's
from?
Positive.
Where'd
he come from? They signed him about a month and a half ago. I think it was right as summer camp was opening. They brought him in, and unfortunately he had COVID. The Mets have, and I'm not saying these guys are difference makers, but they have a lot of bullpen options coming off the injured list.
They
Robert Gazelman.
Colome, right? They got him, what was the
Well, that was from the Asdrubal Cabrera trade
that's right,
a couple
Asdrubal
of years
Cabrera,
ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But they've got Robert Gazelman, who you forget about potentially coming back, and you've got Brad Brock potentially coming back. But it was nice to at least get a victory. And we'll see if they can build off it against the Washington Nationals, because that would have been a disaster losing with Jake on the mound. That's the bottom line.
Especially when you're up 7-0.
You know, it's I think wins don't matter, but it's amazing to me on the other side that when Gerrit Cole pitches, his teams not only win, they win at this incredible level. If you go back to last year with the Astros, you go back to the postseason, and you include the first three starts that he's made, in the last 35 starts Gerrit Cole has made, his team has won 31 of them.
Unbelievable.
31-4.
Right.
And DeGrom is the complete opposite, and it's not a knock on Jake. It's having the guys around you.
Yeah.
You know, it helps that Gerrit Cole was on the Astros, not because he needs help, but just because you don't have a bullpen that's going to blow games or an offense that's not going to support you. And the combo that Gerrit has with the Yankees right now means that, I mean, the Yankees could go 12-0 when he makes his starts, Joe. I don't think that's unreasonable.
Of course. And DeGrom is Gary was talking about it last night. I think he's six games under 500 in the two Cy Young years. Now, not him, but the team. Six games under 500.
I'm going to give you a stat. This was tweeted last night. I had to retweet it by Ryan Spader, baseball analyst. He has his own website. So smart guy, stat geek guy. But listen to this. You ready for this?
Go ahead.
At the time the Mets had scored four runs, so he tweets, the Mets have scored four runs for Jacob DeGrom tonight. He is 21-17 in 66 starts since 2018. If the New York Mets had been able to score 4 runs per game in all of those starts, his record would be 59-3.
Wow.
Let that just sink in for a second.
Now, that is unbelievable. That is amazing. 59-3 if they had scored 4 runs in all his starts.
That's it. Just if the Mets scored 4 runs for Jacob deGrom, his record would be 59-3. Instead, it's 21-17 with a host of no decisions.
It's unbelievable.
It's
not really. It really is incredible. You're 100%.
We'll get to Eddie C. next. Update on the Met injuries. We'll get to the Yankees right after that. A lot from last night, looking ahead to their doubleheader coming up against the Phillies. Gio Urshela, I thought, forget the home run. I know that's crazy to say, forget the home run, but forget the home run. Last night, I thought I was watching a little bit of Brooks Robinson because he didn't make all the plays, but 4 plays that he got to, 2 he almost made, 2 he made, in which you're like, wow, this guy can defend. So I thought in a lot of ways it was a Gio kind of night. So we'll get to that coming up. ADC's next, Ricky Ricardo a little bit later on. So a lot of baseball on what is, let's face it, a really cool day if you root for the Brooklyn Nets and the New York Islanders. And for them, for us all, you know, however that number that adds up to, it's a good day. For everybody else, hopefully you're safe because this storm was bad in a lot of places.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.